I remember standing in the center of a barren patch of dirt behind my house and feeling a strange mix of terror and excitement. Most people see a yard as a place for a lawnmower and a patio set. I saw a life support system. Creating a hybrid homestead means bridging the gap between the convenience of a backyard and the rugged productivity of a rural farm. It is about more than just growing a few tomatoes. It is about the fundamental shift from being a consumer to being a producer. When you design a system that actually works, you aren't just saving money on groceries. You are reclaiming a piece of your own independence. Every pipe laid and every fence post driven is a vote for your own capability. It is a quiet way of saying that no matter what happens in the world outside your gate, you have the skills and the setup to provide for yourself. The blueprint of self-reliance. I learned very quickly that a homestead without a plan is just a collection of chores that never ends. When I talk about a hybrid system, I am talking about the marriage of efficiency and biology. You have to start by looking at your land, not as a flat map, but as a living set of data points. The why behind this is simple. If you put your heavy-use kitchen garden 50 yards away from your back door, you will eventually stop tending to it. We design for human nature just as much as we design for plant health. The first step in my process is always the sun map. You cannot negotiate with the sun. I spent 3 full days tracking the shadows across my property before I ever touched a shovel. In a hybrid system, space is usually your biggest constraint. You have to identify where the 6 to 8 hours of direct light hits and reserve that exclusively for your high-calorie crops. The northern side of your structures is where you tuck your sheds or your cold, hardy perennials. This isn't just about making things grow. It is about the capability of your land to sustain life under various conditions. The Y factor here is the conservation of energy. Your energy. A well-designed hybrid system uses zone 0 inches thinking. This means the things you use every single day, like herbs and salad greens, are right at the threshold of your home. As you move further out, the systems become more self-sustaining. This layout logic prevents burnout. I have seen so many people try to start a rural-scale project in a backyard space and fail because they didn't account for the flow of their daily life. Safety in the layout phase is often overlooked. You have to know where your underground utility lines are before you start digging for swales or deep bed foundations. I always tell people to call their local code office before they finalize a layout. There are often setbacks and easements that you might not be aware of. Building a beautiful orchard, only to find out it is sitting on a utility easement, is a heartbreak you want to avoid. When you finish your layout, you should have a clear path from your back door to your furthest boundary. This path is your artery. It allows you to move tools, compost, and harvested goods without fighting the terrain. Mapping this out gave me a sense of peace. For the first time, I wasn't just guessing. I was building a machine that worked with the rhythm of the seasons. The capability of a homesteader is defined by their foresight. The skeleton of the system, once the map is finished, I move into the most physically demanding part of the build, the infrastructure. This is the skeleton that holds your homestead together. If the layout is the brain, the infrastructure is the nervous system. We are talking about water, power, and protection. In a hybrid backyard and rural system, these must be robust enough to handle neglect, but simple enough for one person to repair. The why behind focusing so heavily on infrastructure is resilience. When a storm rolls through and the municipal power goes out, a resilient system keeps your water flowing and your food protected. I started with my water system. Water is the most critical element. I installed a dual-source irrigation setup. I have my main line connected to the house, but I also have a gravity-fed rainwater collection system. This isn't just a backup. It is a way to ensure that even in a drought or a service interruption, I am capable of keeping my crops alive. The tools you need for this stage are fundamental. You need a quality transit level for grading, a posthole digger, and basic plumbing tools like PEX crimpers or PVC cutters. I always emphasize safety here. Working with water and electricity requires respect. If you are tying into your home's electrical grid for an outbuilding or a pump, you must ensure it is grounded and meets local electrical codes. Using GFCI outlets is a non-negotiable for me. Capability doesn't mean being reckless. It means knowing how to do a job right, so it doesn't become a hazard later. Fencing is the next layer of infrastructure. In a hybrid system, fences serve two purposes. They keep things out, and they define your work areas. I use a combination of physical barriers and living fences, like thorny hedges. The why here is protection of your investment. You can spend months growing a garden, only to have it destroyed by deer or neighborhood pets in a single night. A secure perimeter is the first line of defense for your self-reliance. Materials matter. I choose pressure-treated wood for ground contact and galvanized hardware to prevent rust. In a rural environment, things break. In a hybrid environment, things break and everyone sees it. Using high-quality materials ensures that your system doesn't become an eyesore or a maintenance nightmare. Every pipe I glue and every wire I pull makes the system more autonomous. The goal is a homestead that can almost run itself while I am busy with the rest of my life. A system is only as strong as its weakest connection. The rhythm of the harvest, now that the bones are in place, the real work of management begins. This is where the how-to shifts from construction to cultivation and maintenance. Managing a hybrid system is about observation. I spend at least 15 minutes every morning just walking the perimeter. I am looking for changes in leaf color, signs of pests, or shifts in the soil moisture. This daily check is the why of a successful homestead. Catching a small leak or a few aphids today prevents a total system failure next week. The steps for maintenance are cyclical. First, there is the soil check. You cannot take from the land without giving back. I manage a closed-loop compost system where every scrap of waste from the kitchen and the garden goes back into the earth. This is the ultimate expression of self-reliance. I am not dependent on bags of fertilizer from a big-box store. I am creating my own fertility. Then, there is the checks and fixes protocol. Every month, I inspect my irrigation lines for clogs and check my fence tension. In the winter, I drain the lines to prevent freezing. In the summer, I add mulch to retain every drop of moisture. These small, repetitive tasks are what build true capability. You learn the language of your land. You know exactly what a thirsty plant looks like before it starts to wilt. Scaling up is the final part of the management phase. Once you have mastered your backyard system, you look to the more rural aspects of your hybrid plan. Maybe that means adding a small greenhouse or expanding your perennial fruit grove. The stake here is balance. If you scale too fast, your management time will exceed your available hours. I always suggest growing by 10% each year. This allows your skills to keep pace with your infrastructure. Care is the long-term commitment. It is the realization that this system is a living thing. It needs you, and in return, it provides for you. There is a deep, quiet satisfaction in sitting down to a meal where every single item on the plate came from a system you designed, built, and managed. It changes how you see yourself. You are no longer just a bystander in your own life. You are the architect of your own survival. Self-reliance is a skill that is practiced, not just possessed.